With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is about to deliver his annual State of the Union address at the U.S. Capitol. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president goes before Congress and the nation tonight, facing low job approval ratings and public doubts about his age and fitness for the job. Aides say he's set to highlight his achievements, promote his vision for a second term, and issue a warning about Donald Trump's policies. The White House also says Mr. Biden will announce plans for the U.S. military to establish a temporary port on the Gaza coast to increase humanitarian aid. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House passed legislation on Thursday that would mandate that migrants who enter the country illegally and are accused of theft be taken into federal custody. The measure was named for Lake and Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student from Georgia who was killed in February. New York Congressman Gerald Nadler says he sympathizes with Lake and Riley's family.
I only wish that we were debating a bill worthy of her name. Instead, we have the latest Republican press release, a bill that serves as an excuse to target and demonize immigrants while making our country no safer.
But California Congressman Tom McClintock says the Lake and Riley Act would help take people like the man accused of killing the Georgia nursing student off the streets.
The bill before us would require this administration to detain illegal aliens who commit theft, burglary, larceny, or shoplifting, something it simply refuses to do, and it would also allow states to bring civil action against federal officials who refuse to enforce these laws.
The bill has little chance of moving forward in the Democratic-led Senate. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 130 points. The Nasdaq rose 241, the S&P 500 advancing by 52 points. This is SRN News. A religious victory for health care providers.
A federal court in North Dakota has ruled that religious health care providers and employers are exempt from performing and paying for transgender procedures. Lawyers with Alliance Defending Freedom represented the Christian Employers Alliance in the case. The court determined that the Biden administration cannot force religious employers and healthcare providers to violate their religious beliefs by paying for and performing gender transition surgeries, procedures, counseling, and treatment. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A Russian court has sentenced 9 Jehovah's Witnesses to lengthy prison terms after being convicted of participating in extremism. A spokesman for the religious group says the charges were brought against the men based on secret audio recordings of worship services. The men, most of whom already have spent more than 2 years in pretrial detention, received prison sentences ranging from 3 to 7 years. SRN News. There are questions about popular obesity drugs.
Millions of Americans who have used new obesity drugs like Wegovy to lose weight and improve health are wondering what happens if they stop taking them. Experts say the medications were designed and tested to be taken indefinitely to treat the disease of obesity. Some patients are experimenting with stretching out doses, taking the drugs intermittently, or stopping and starting again only if needed. Doctors warn that the symptoms typically roar back even stronger, with more food cravings, hunger, and weight regain. There's no data on the long-term effects of intermittent use. John Scott reporting.
European Union regulators want to question Apple over accusations it blocked video game company Epic Games from setting up its own app store. It's a possible violation of digital rules that took effect in the 27-nation bloc Thursday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.